At CSU Fort Collins, hungry students have access to a variety of resources to get them through to their next meal. When we say hungry students, we mean college students who are showing signs of food insecurity, such as skipping meals or eating fewer than 3 times a day at the end of a pay period. Jennifer Johnson, the Assistant Director of Student Leadership, Involvement, and Community Engagement, or SLICE, said it's a growing problem on college campuses.
Food insecurity, although it probably did occur, let's say, 10 years ago on college campuses, it was not a hot topic. It wasn't a thing that everybody was talking about, right? Whereas now I feel like it is a hot topic, and a lot of college campuses are talking about it and paying it a lot more attention, which is a good thing.
CSU is doing more than talking about the problem. The school utilizes a meal swipe program, where students enrolled in undergraduate classes can swipe their RAM ID card 75 times in residence hall dining halls for meals, a mobile food pantry that brings food from the Larimer County Food Bank once a month, and 6 pocket pantries, where students can grab snacks and small meals between classes. The school also has a text program that students, staff, and faculty can sign up for. If they sign up, they will receive a text anytime there's leftover food from an event that they can go and pick up within 30 minutes.
That's a really cool program, one, because it, of course, addresses our food insecurity issue at CSU, but also contributes to our desire to have less waste on campus, so kind of more of a green mission as well.
The last thing the school offers is a federal eligibility program, where eligible students and employees can sign up to receive federal benefits, such as SNAP and other medical, early childhood care, and financial programs. Johnson said that surveys help determine who on campus needs these kinds of resources.
Oftentimes people's circumstances are, they change over time or they're unique, and so I think there's a lot of variability with that. But I do think that, eating ramen noodles, nothing but ramen noodles, is an example of what that might look like. Or trying to be really strategic around attending events on campus with free food so that you know that you're going to eat that day.
Johnson said it's not just students dealing with food insecurity, but some faculty and other campus employees are also eligible for some of the university's programs.
Skipping meals or reducing the amount of nutrition in meals that you get in order to save money would all be indicators of food insecurity. And for some of our students, staff, and faculty, that's a long-term problem. For other people, that's more episodic or happens once or twice, and then it's not a problem in the long run. So it just depends on the circumstance, I think.
CSU has changed significantly in the last decade in terms of admissions and student population. Johnson said that's part of the reason why the university might need to provide more resources.
I think, at CSU, for example, there's a lot more focus on our campus to try to increase the kinds of students that we admit. So, right, our university is celebrating its 150th year. 150 years ago, there were just white dudes from upper middle class backgrounds that were getting admitted. And today, we're admitting students from all different backgrounds, students of all different races, sexual orientations, all different kinds of financial situations. We're admitting undocumented students. Some students are sending money back to their families, that kind of thing.
For some students, tuition also plays a factor.
In addition to that, which complicates things, I just think, every year at CSU, tuition goes up by a little bit. And it's not like tuition's going to go up 30%. But, if it goes up 1% or 2% or 3% kind of on a regular basis, those costs really start adding up.
Johnson said that the school's efforts to confront food insecurity are simply emergency food assistance, and they won't put an end to food insecurity altogether. But providing these resources does make an impact on individual students and benefits their ability to perform well academically. The mobile food pantry brings 15,000 pounds of food each month, which is enough for 15 to 20 pounds of food per person. Johnson said that's more than enough.
Most of the people are in a situation where they actually just need a supplemental resource. They don't need for us to provide all of their food. They just need a little boost to kind of get over the hump.
And the proof is in the pudding. According to Johnson, last year, 454 students used the meal swipe program 75 times. And last year, the mobile food pantry was visited more than 6,500 times, with some repeat visitors, equaling more than 2,680 individual visitors.
The vast majority of the people that accessed the pantry last year were students, but over 100 of the thousands that visited were employees, non-student employees, so non-students at all, which is about 5% of the people that accessed the pantry. We know that a little over half of the people were women. We know that 70% of them are student hourly employees, and 15% are graduate assistants. So most of the people that access the pantry do, in fact, have an on-campus job. people that use the pantry the most, so highest average number of visits, were our graduate assistants and state classified employees. And then we did a whole bunch of salary breakdown for the 665 employees that used it. And the median income of the people that accessed the pantry was $36,000 a year. So that gives you a little bit of, at least when I hear that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of like what the living wage is here.
While it's hard to know for sure if CSU students are filling their bellies each and every day, the university is doing what it can to address food insecurity, and that sometimes matters all the more. For KGNU, I'm Megan Weber.